1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. A 12-step program for active investors. Step 10, risk capacity. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. We're getting there. It took me some time to figure out just how much risk to take with my investments. I've had to stop lying to myself, so I took my time on the risk capacity survey and got it right. I don't like to fight with active investments. I have finally come home. I'm trying to break out of this. I'm not sick anymore. Taking up all my time studying investments ain't working. I'll wake up and move on. I realize that I need to add some risk exposure to my portfolio. I'm tired of taking no chances. I'm going to make it happen now. I've been wasting a lot of time patching together an active portfolio. I'm tired of mending these fences. I'm going to make it happen now.
Break off your lies. Take your time. Get it right. You're not alone. You don't like to fight. Nor do I. So do it right. Come on home. I'm trying to break out.
Investors are entitled to a level of return that matches their risk capacity. There are five dimensions for determining risk capacity. First, your time horizon and liquidity needs. Second, your attitude towards risk. Third, your net worth. Fourth, your income and savings rate. And finally, your investment knowledge. Your risk capacity can be determined by answering the questions in the Risk Capacity Survey at ifa.com. If you've never asked yourself these questions, if you've never taken the Risk Capacity Survey, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home.
Is there somewhere you can rescue?